Peace and love. Peace and love.
Welcome to this neighborhood, neighbor.
My mom always said, life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
You know what I am? I'm a housewife that figured it out. Wow, 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 wow!
And now, here's the host of Good Things Radio, Brooke Taylor.
Well, hello, hello, and welcome to Good Things Radio, where I am a housewife who has not figured it out at all, which is why we're here. We're going to try to solve the mysteries of life and sort it out together, offer praise and petitions, and hopefully have a good time this show. My name is Brooke Taylor. This is episode number 89. Thank you for being a part of it. So today on the program, of course, we're going to do a little Lenten temperature check. How are you feeling so far? How's it going? Are you cold, warm? Are you on fire? So we'll touch on trusting the slow work of God. Also, your feedback. I want to get caught up with the Brooks House and a very special guest on the show today. Her name is Sandy Harum. She not only is a wife and mom, a great intellect, but also a pilot and an engineer, and one of the founders of something called JP2 Outdoor Labs. It's really cool because they offer an encounter making a difference in the lives of young people through creation. And she's also going to take us on a journey of her faith, how we can pray the Our Father in a deeper way, which is really mind-blowing. And I think you're going to be inspired. So that's the biggie coming up on the show today. And I especially like this. It's going to be a total love at first listen if you are an outdoors person. But if you're not, I'm really excited then, because she, I think, is going to offer some insights that are going to allow for a pretty powerful paradigm shift. So that's all coming up on the show today. But first, we pray, if you would join me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, may our prayers rise to you. You know our needs. You know the obstacles to holiness and the things that we struggle with. As we enter the midpoint of Lent, Lord, we think of Easter Sunday and we celebrate happy endings. Help, Lord, instill hope in us today so that we may also bloom where we're planted, that no matter how slow our progress may be, how heavy our stress, that you are working, that you are speaking, and that in this time of Lenten growth, you will make of us a new creation and breathe miracle grow of grace into our spirit. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
It's Brooks House. Oh, it's Brooks House.
Well, come on into Brooks House, as I'm still getting reacclimated after a trip to New York State. Just returned from the Buffalo Catholic Women's Conference. So a big shout out to Valerie and Annie and Amy and their amazing team, all of the Buffalo beauties that greeted us. What a fantastic time. So what we did was go for the weekend to speak with Rachel Balducci. It was really a dream come true because she is someone I have followed for so many years. So to actually see her in the flesh, meet her, and speak with her was fantastic. She is a blogger. Her website is Testosterone, also an author, and just a fantastic, beautiful woman. So that was just bucket list number one. And then also a chance to meet Matthew Leonard. And he is behind something called The Bible and the Sacraments, a partnership, a collaborative effort with Scott Hahn. He is associated with Steubenville at Franciscan University there. So much that he does, from the St. Paul Institute and his own stories. And he has a really cool voice. But if you get a chance, it's a neat series that you can still sign up for, I believe, called The Bible and the Sacraments. So those were just a few of the wonderful people, the great adventure of the weekend. So a big thank you again to everyone in Buffalo for hosting and inviting us to come there. Also, I wanted to share a couple exciting schedule notes, hopefully save the date type thing. Next year, if you are looking for a really good women's conference, one of the best in the country, and it's the largest attended in the United States of its kind, it's the Columbus Catholic Women's Conference. And I just talked about that, I think, in the last podcast. But next year, February 17th is the day. And I will be emceeing once again, thank you, Lord, but also Lisa Hendy is going to be there. A fantastic lineup still being revealed. So if you go, I think it's columbuscatholicwomen.com. You can find out more about that. Also on Easter Sunday in the evening, I'm going to be flying to Alabama and taping a segment on that Monday with Jim and Joy. Do you know Jim and Joy, the show on EWTN? So I'm excited about that. The Lord is just answering all these bucket list wishes of my heart. And so I think that the show is going to air the following Monday, which would be April 24th. It's the day after our Arise retreat. So that's going to be quite a whirlwind. But I'll be on the Jim and Joy show talking about this podcast and you, my sisters and brothers, also our faith, our families, special needs, among other things. So those are just some things coming down the pike schedule-wise. But of course, the big thing, the most important in our house right now, is that we are just about, as I record this, at the midpoint of Lent. So some things have been going good, some things not so much. Like, I wanted to fast from all the digital devices, wanted to take away the Xbox, the TV, not have the smartphone out for myself. And that has not been as great as I have hoped. But there are some good things as well. We're doing the landing time. So that's an opportunity to get together as a family. That's been going good, where we just decompress. We have some silence and we have some prayer as a family. And that is good. But I will tell you, I feel like, especially now, and maybe it's different for you or a different time of Lent, that the devil is really on attack when it comes to relationships, because it just must be in the bubble that I'm in. Maybe you've experienced this, but from things that I've heard and I'm praying about to my own experiences, just this thing about Lent where you kick the devil to the curb and he comes back again. It's like Christ in the desert, where there's one temptation after another, and this spiritual battle, this warfare that we are clearly in when we're called out in a penitential time like Lent. So I pray for you. We just pray this Lent continues to go well. And also the reminder that however you're feeling today, or you have been through Lent, that God is working in the slow, methodical way that he performs kind of this heart surgery from the inside out. I want to share something that I found with you as we then get into our guest, Sandy Harum, who's going to join us today, and really take this and pull it apart and hold it up to this heavenly spotlight. It's a quote that I want to share with you that I think speaks to where we are today, and I pray to what you're feeling as well. It's from a Jesuit theologian. He says this: above all, trust in the slow work of God. We are quite naturally impatient in everything to reach the end without delay. We should like to skip the intermediate stages. We are impatient of being on the way to something unknown, something new. And yet it is the law of all progress that is made by passing through some stages of instability, and that it may take a very long time. And so I think that is with you. Your ideas mature gradually. Let them grow. Let them shape themselves without undue haste. Don't try to force them on as though you could be today what time, that is to say grace and circumstances acting on your own goodwill, will make of you tomorrow. Only God could say what this new spirit gradually forming within you will be. Give our Lord the benefit of believing that his hand is leading you, and accept the anxiety of feeling yourself in suspense and incomplete, and the confidence that he is working. Just as we plant a seed, we can't see it immediately grow, but that slow work is making it healthy and hydrated and able to withstand conditions and weeds, and that is what he's doing in our lives. Amen. Which leads me directly to our special guest today. Well, I always marvel at the gift of the way the Holy Spirit weaves new friendships together, new connections. And every now and then you meet someone or you come across someone where you want to spotlight their story. And that's what we're going to do today. And the beauty of it is, if I would have been asked a day ago, I wouldn't have known that Sandy was going to be in my little home studio and here on Good Things Radio. But God knew, and I know there's a reason. And so I want to introduce you today to Sandy Harum. She is the director of operations from Eagle Eye Ministry. She also is a woman of all trades, a pilot, so an expert in aviation, and also the founder of JP Outdoor Labs, which we'll get to that. But right now, I just want to say welcome, Sandy.
Thank you. Thank you. It's so exciting to be here.
I would love to hear. I'm trying to figure out where to start. There's so many moving parts in your story, but Father Nathan said you have to interview Sandy. And that's the heart of the show, though, is connecting women in
absolutely
different walk, but the same goal, to get to heaven and to get each other to heaven.
Yeah, and there's so many ways. I mean, there's just an infinite number of ways that God does that for all of us.
Well, it's clear in just the little bit of conversation that we've had that you have recognized that and given your yes in several different ways. So could you just tell us a little bit about yourself and share a bit of your bio for the listeners?
Sure. I am a convert.
Okay.
I grew up without faith in our family. And the funniest part of that story was my husband is a cradle Catholic. And when I decided to come into the church after we first got married, I called my mom and said, "Hey, I'm going to get baptized and confirmed in the Catholic Church." And my mom said, "Can you do that again, being baptized?" And I said, "What do you mean?" So it turns out that I had been baptized as an infant. And so God was just constantly working in my life. But, you know, for me in the background, I started my career as an engineer, and I was an engineer for 16 years and realized that God was calling me away from that. And to what was a big question.
So it sounds like in these years of being an engineer and you're married, you become Catholic, there was a budding faith that wasn't just you going to Mass, but it sounds like you were growing in your faith over
absolutely.
These years.
Absolutely. Well, and before that time, I actually, in my teen years, a friend invited me to a Protestant youth group, and I didn't even know what that was. I really didn't know who Jesus was. So I had already met Jesus through a Protestant church, through a Protestant youth ministry. And so when I met my husband, when I was 15, we were doing communion, which was just, you know, grape juice and bread. But I was listening to our pastor, and he said this, he was reading John 6, "This is my body, this is my blood." And I looked at this in my hands going, but, you know, we were just taught that when Jesus is being literal, he says, "This is," and I'm looking at this going, how could this be? And I went to my pastor and said, "I don't understand. Is this his body and his blood?" And he said, no, it's just a symbol. I said, "But that doesn't fit." So jump ahead three more years. And when my car broke down one Sunday, a Christmas morning, I ended up having to go to the Catholic Church with my husband's family, and because I was supposed to drive to my church, and anyway, ended up going to the Catholic Church, and I saw them having the Eucharist. And I said to my husband, "What is that?" He said, "The Eucharist." "What does that mean?" And then that was a big part of my journey, was figuring out that this was real.
The real presence.
This was the real presence. When he said, "This is." And so that was my journey kind of into the church. I knew.
That's amazing.
And so my husband and I, that's something that really solidified our relationship together, is because we both believed in the real presence.
So that was a gift of faith that you received. And
God had so many steps in my life. I mean, from me being baptized and not even knowing, you know, all the way through to me coming into the church. So as I was leaving, I knew that I was supposed to leave engineering, and I was growing, you know, tremendously in my faith after becoming Catholic. We discerned, my husband and I, that I should go back and get my teaching degree. So I did, and that made me available to our parish to be to help with youth ministry. Eventually, I went to full-time youth ministry and part-time teaching, and then just full-time youth ministry. Within that, as a youth minister, I brought our youth group on a mission, and I met the Sotolit brothers. They're part of the Christian Life Movement, and they wanted to create a way for all Catholics to know that they're made for a reconciled relationship with God, self, others, and creation. At the fall, all four of those relationships were ruptured, and all four are redeemed. Romans 8, Paul says, all of creation is waiting and yearning for us to be reconciled. And so they said, "How do we do this?" And I had just spent about 8 years taking youth into the backcountry. I taught in an expeditionary learning and outward bound school where we taught in the backcountry. So every quarter we would take students into the backcountry and actually teach as part of, you know, while we're in the backcountry with students. And I said, you know, Colorado is full of outdoor education programs. Every student goes through an outdoor ed program, a week-long usually program in the mountains with their school. But there's nothing Catholic, and all of those programs, instead of teaching God, self, others, and creation, they take it and flip it on its head. Creation is the God, people are a problem, and God's not even considered. And we said, we need to reclaim this. And I said, why not start with middle school and high school students? Because they're the ones who are going to be going on to college. We want to inspire them to go to college and say, why can't I study ecology with my faith? Why can't I study engineering with my faith? Think about how different things would be if engineers could be studying and their, you know, how to design new things and better things, but with God.
Which is how it always has been.
Because it becomes narcissistic if it's not. And that's what we see in our culture so much. So we said, what do we do? And I said, well, we create an outdoor ed program for Catholic kids.
And this is in collaboration with the brothers.
It is, yeah.
So the John Paul II Outdoor Lab was born.
Exactly. And that was in 2008. And it's still running today. And it's serving around 1,200 kids a year in the Denver metro area.
This is exciting.
It is. It's so exciting.
And can you spill the beans about possible, there's maybe you received a grant, you said, for additional?
We received a grant to expand to a new diocese in another state. And that came 2 weeks before my last day. My husband and I discerned it was time. God was asking us. So quick backtrack. When we decided to create the program, it required someone to run it, to create the curriculum, to work with the schools. And my husband and I knew that it would also require a lot of my time, that I would have to be there running the programs during the week because the schools come up for 3 to 5 days. So we knew that God was asking for that fiat of us, that I would need to be leaving home on Sunday or Monday and coming home on Friday all, you know, through the school year. And our first location was just only about a half hour from our house up into the mountains, which wasn't that bad. So it was kind of an easy fiat then. And we knew that that was what he was asking. So we said yes. And 9 years later, we discerned that it was so successful and going so well. The board of directors is amazing. The staff is amazing. The opportunity to grow to other dioceses now. We discerned that it was time, that God was actually asking me to give it up. And this was last summer, but I didn't know what he was asking me to go to. And so we prayed, and
now you know. You're so then Eagle Eye Ministries.
Yeah, priests from the community or congregation of St. John, who, you know, Father is part of, were helping us at Outdoor Lab, because every Outdoor Lab program starts with adoration confession the first night and then daily mass every day.
Isn't it for you now one of the greatest gifts to be a witness to what God is doing and the way that he sends us out, and just you see these pockets of people and faith? It's got to be very heartening for you.
It is absolutely mind-blowing how God is working and how he has been working. Since 2003, they have served young adults. Young adults, I saw this yesterday, they are craving depth in their faith, and they're craving orthodoxy in their faith. The favorite thing of everyone yesterday, as they all did their surveys, we went through them, it was incredible, was the mass. And it was a Latin mass. It was so incredibly beautiful. And that was their favorite.
Well, I think it's an interesting byproduct, side effect of the culture that we're in right now, because everything is so superficial. And it's the Saint Augustine, our hearts are restless, O Lord, until they rest in thee. But when you've tasted that, to be able to be changed, mm-hmm. and then you want more. And Father Nathan is such a wonderful gift to the church.
Yeah.
And to youth. And I want to touch on that quickly regarding the youth, the faith, and how to go deeper, because we are now in a season of Lent. And you, especially with the charism that you have for engineering, for nature. And I was just thinking about that when you were talking about the John Paul II labs and the cadence of the seasons and the dying and the rising, the spring and the winter, and everything comes to life in spring. Mm-hmm. But there's a purpose for it all. So I'd love for you to offer maybe some tips of things you've learned through this experience that has edified you, and maybe that you can offer to young kids or anybody listening, just about how God speaks in nature, mm-hmm. and how we can enter into that with our eyes, with our senses, as we walk through Lent.
Oh, wow. There's so much there. Mother Teresa said, she asked the question once of a group, how do flowers grow? They grow in silence. They grow in that darkness. And their growth starts in that darkness and in that silence. And they're fed. They're fed by God. They don't even know that they're being fed by God. And as they grow and in that silence, so seek that silence. One of the greatest aspects of JP2 Outdoor Lab is giving kids that silence, giving them a chance to see that they're made for this relationship with God and they're hungering for it, and then get them to adoration. And adoration is one of their favorite moments when we're doing all these crazy fun games and things in the outdoors and awesome hikes. What do they love? Their hour of adoration. For Lent, my advice is give yourself a chance to be outside. It's cold. It does not matter. There's no bad weather, just bad gear. Just bundle up, get out, go for a walk, sit somewhere where you can see the outdoors, and let God speak to your heart. Give him a moment to speak to your heart.
I so agree. I remember when I was working a morning show and getting up at 2 a.m. and driving to Cleveland, and it would be freezing at that time of the morning. And of course, I was out of gas. I'd have to get gas, and freezing at the pump. But offering that up and thinking, we're so used to the comforts. And I know we've talked about this, but we are. Yeah. We have a garage that's connected to our house, and we don't feel the cold. Mm-hmm. And obviously, if someone is elderly and not healthy, we don't want to recommend that. But for us, I think, though, and I would love, my husband's from the South, and mm-hmm. I think every March we're moving down south. But I also think, you know, God has us here for a reason in this mm-hmm. climate. We want to be hardy souls. We want to be hardy physically. And how can you embrace and offer up?
God is in creation everywhere, and he's constantly trying to get our attention. It may just be that, you know, you're in an apartment and you get to just look out the window. There is nature around you. It does not matter where you live. There is a blue sky. There is the sun, the clouds, in fact. I mean, just sitting and watching the clouds. Plan 5 minutes to look outside, to go outside if you can, because that's the best way to feel the air on your face. God is speaking in every one of those things. He wants to reveal himself to you through his creation. How is he going to do that? In a million different ways. Enos Mills wrote a poem about the wind, and the way that he experienced that is he people thought he was crazy. He actually went out and climbed a pine tree in a windstorm. And the reason he did that was so beautiful. He said, I wanted to actually experience it. I don't want to just see it. I want to understand the experience. And from that, he wrote this poem. And in the poem, he says, you know, I never thought about it until I had that experience. When God sends the wind through the trees, think about it. If you were out in the outdoors day after day after day, you would be covered in dirt. The wind reaches every nook and cranny of a tree and cleans it. That's God's way of cleaning his nature, his outdoor world.
That's beautiful.
And I mean, just those little insights are going to come to you. He's going to reveal something to you if you're open.
And look at children, the joy they have in a rainstorm. As you were talking, it just struck me, because with my kids, they want to go sledding. They want to experience it. Mm-hmm. And I'm cold, so I want to go in, but you're right.
Good
and
year.
And then,
it's worth it.
Yes, it pushes us outside of ourselves to mm-hmm. hear God and see him in a different way, in a beautiful way. And just before we wrap up, wondering about the recipe that you use for the JP Outdoor Labs, in that, do you do prayer? Do you do games? And then it's adoration. Just mm-hmm. for someone listening, how can we duplicate that in our little circle?
Oh, goodness. Well, I'll give you the formula for a day of Outdoor Lab. And it always starts with prayer. And so every morning we start in prayer. And then every activity that we're going into, whether it's a ropes course or a challenge course, or whether it's more instructive unit, where, for example, a water quality unit where we're going to go out and actually sample the water in the river and look at how the water works and look at the ecology of all the things living in and around the river. Whether it's any of those mm-hmm. units, they all start with, mm-hmm. where is this in Scripture?
Mm-hmm.
What does God have to say about water? Water is everywhere in Scripture. We do a botany unit where we talk first about seeds. Seeds are everywhere in Scripture. So it may not be the scientific, you know, this is how it works, but these are important things to God. Water is such a gift, and He wants to show Himself to us in so many ways. So when we ask the students to think about where is water in Scripture, they come up with them. I mean, they know them. They hear them at Mass. And then we actually have them discover it, usually through a game, some kind of a challenge or a game. And then we go in, okay, so the first question is, where is this in Scripture? What does God care about this? And He does. Every topic is in there. And then the second part is, how does God make it work? What is the beautiful science behind this that God has given us knowledge of how His brain works? It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. And then the last part is, what is God asking of us, or what has He taught us about Himself through this? So that's our formula. And then we go from there. The first night is always adoration and confession.
Is it camping?
They're in cabins, especially because we go year-round. You know, the other thing that is so incredible and beautiful is how God has brought me into Eagle Eye Ministries. And the flow is very similar, that what we're doing is teaching them community, teaching them the rhythm of prayer through the day. And that is what Eagle Eye does so beautifully, where they can have three-dimensional relationships instead of two-dimensional relationships. To go from there to our walk in Lent prayer, and if you don't have a lot of time, 5 minutes is all God needs. 2 minutes, truthfully, God can do amazing things with just a little bit of our fiat. If we can just say it, God, I'm going to give you 2 minutes. I'm going to sit by the window and look outside and just peer at the sky for 2 minutes while I let you speak to my heart. Then going through your day and being conscious to how God is speaking to you.
Those who are regular listeners of the podcast know very well over the last year, because they've heard my lamentations and praises and cries. I've been working for the last year on a book, and it's called Praise Always, but it's exactly what you're saying, that it's not us incorporating prayer into our lives, but our lives into prayer, folding it in through our day, whether it's a prayer, everything from when we put our deodorant on, you know, the odor of sanctity. It sounds silly, but truly using everything as a sacramental, that moment where we're conscious and we hear the alarm, that our legs operate, and all the things I think we all know. And no matter if it's through abuse or cancer survivor or loss, if we're alive, we're blessed, and there's a purpose.
And God is constantly, constantly going deeper in our relationship with us and constantly trying to get our attention. Can I give you one thing that I would advise for Lent? And that is, take the Our Father and take it apart. One of the things that has been such a beautiful revelation for me related to exactly what you're saying is, when we're praying the Our Father and we say, give us this day our daily bread, think of your favorite food, say strawberries. In order for us to have a beautiful, ripe, you know, you can just smell a beautiful strawberry just coming close to it. And to get that, the sun has to be set in the sky exactly where it is. The earth has to actually be in its rotation, at its tilt, exactly the way it is. And then if you go down even further, the water, the soil, everything has to happen. God, so when we say, give us this day our daily bread, we're saying, put the sun in the sky. Make all of this happen so that I can have this beautiful strawberry. That changes the way that you see everything in your life.
Well, I'm going to wrap this up so I can go outside. Thank you, Sandy. Thank you so much for being here. Is there a website? I know we want to go to Eagle Eye Ministries. We want to go to St. John Institute. What about JP2 Outdoor Labs?
The JP2 Outdoor Labs is, I have to think, because it's...
We'll Google it.
it's JP, the number 2, Outdoor Lab. .org. Eagle Eye is eagleeyeministries.org.
Okay, great. And it was a bonus to hear your conversion story as well. So thank you for all of the wonderful takeaways that you offered and for being here, and continued blessings
as you
work to multiply the harvest of Father Nathan's ministry in Eagle Eye Ministries. Thank you, Sandy.
Well, the mail must go through. The mail must go through. No matter if it rains or snows, the mail must
must go through.
Well, first of all, thank you again to Sandy Harum. So much to think about. And a big thank you to Lisa, who is also in Colorado, chiming in on episode number 87, which I think I shared about actress Dolores Hart. That was the show in which we talked about her amazing story from Hollywood to The Habit. She was an actress. She became a nun. Now she's Mother Dolores at Regina Laudis Abbey in Connecticut. And the movie, God is Bigger Than Elvis. And so Lisa wanted to share some feedback about that.
Hello, Brooke. It's Lisa from Colorado. First of all, I just want to say thank you so much for the inspiration. You are always wonderful. And I just finished listening to your podcast, Nuclear Prayer. And I wanted to let you know that you actually can find Dolores Hart's documentary, God is Bigger Than Elvis, on YouTube. I just kind of looked it up to see, and I was playing around and found it. It's about 36 minutes on YouTube, so I think that's the one you're talking about, which I thought was pretty interesting that you can find it on YouTube for free. And the other thing I wanted to say is I can't wait to see you at the retreat. I will see you in about 6 weeks. All right, maybe a little less, I guess, maybe five. Anyway, I hope you're having a great day, and I hope everything is going well. I pray for you and your family every single day. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Lisa. Yes, Lisa coming all the way from Colorado to be also at the Arise Retreat, sold out with about 60 other beautiful soul sisters gathering on Divine Mercy Weekend. So it's coming up before we know it. And the Good Things Radio Women's Retreat, I think we can say, is an annual thing now. This is the second annual. We're hoping, planning to do a retreat next year as well. We've already got the retreat house reserved, so we'll see what happens. Father Nathan has given his yes. So if you weren't not able to go this year, I hope you'll consider coming next year. More details, of course, to come. But right now, we're just focusing on what is going to be unwrapped and given by the great gift giver himself this year at this retreat, Divine Mercy Weekend. So we need to just do another podcast in and of itself about that. We're going to actually have a big kind of boot camp weekend with the Arise team this weekend, stuffing the goodie bags, getting things ready. I'm going to try to hopefully drop in there with some sound and get some man on the street interviews, but I definitely will do another podcast before Easter.
Brooke, this is Laura. I just wanted to send a personal note of thank you. I, of course, listened to your podcast yesterday, and it was so beautiful and such an encouragement leading into Lent. So thank you for connecting with Father, and just know that out here in Hawaii, I've shared it with all my friends. And we just appreciate you so much and the work that you do. So thank you. Thank you.
And thank you, Laura, in Hawaii. Oh my goodness. What an honor. God bless you. Thank you. And in some way, Laura, I feel like we have this warm love from Hawaii. So I appreciate that. And we need that this time of year. And by the way, that episode was number 88 that Laura talked about with Father Nathan Cromley, if you haven't heard it. So thank you again so much, Laura. And thank you for being a part of the show. So much to ponder this time around. And again, in the next month, we're going to be ramping up. We're going to be preparing for the Arise Retreat. So I do intend to crank out a few more podcasts within the next month. And I just thank you for your patience, because again, every business marketing expert, every social media influencer will say consistency is key. Every Monday, I used to upload the podcast, then shared with you that I would just be going down once a month because of life and duties as wife and mom and some of the challenges that have come over the last year. But if it works out, and when it works out, I want to be able to offer more episodes. So I thank you so much for being so faithful. A big thank you and shout out to the Podbean patrons who have continued to keep this show going. If you are interested in being a Podbean patron, no amount is too small, no amount is too large, and you can donate anywhere from $1 to $20 a month. All you need to do is go to the Podbean website. It's right in the show notes. It's on the iTunes app, and click on Patron to be a Podbean patron. We thank you for being a good friend of Good Things Radio. Our family faithfully prays for our patrons, and we thank you so much. Also, if you like what you hear, I encourage you to leave a review. Let others know. That lets other people know there's a show out there called Good Things Radio, because I think we are always looking for good programs, I hope and pray, that will kind of keep us going in our walk with Christ. So thank you for being there. Thank you especially to my producer, Mark Cumming from Cumming Home Studio. He has dynamic skills and quick work, and offer so much. If you are in need of a producer, he is the man. ComingHomeStudio.com is his website. Until next time, friends, may you bloom where you're planted, encounter Christ in all you see, and trust the slow work of God. God bless you.